Now, I've got Steve Andrews on the phone. He's been kind enough to call in from Perth to update us on how the Black Dog ride to Central Australia is going. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks very much, Greg. It's great to be with you.
Now, this has been a year of great growth, hasn't it, for the Black Dog concept. Can you fill us in on what's happened?
Yes, it has been. This is the third year that we'll be running our ride to the Red Centre, and it's grown again this year quite considerably. We'll have rides leading from every capital city, including ACT and Tasmania, both for the first time. So that's an increase, and the numbers are up on last year. Registration's closed in a few days, so we haven't got final numbers, but so far we've got just over 200 registered to do the full ride all the way to Alice Springs, and we've got another couple of hundred plus, I think, who are doing part of the ride, either an overnight ride or just joining us for a section along the way. And the other thing that we've started this year has been what we called our National One Day Ride, which we did for a couple of reasons. One was to, I suppose, keep the momentum going of the message we're trying to get out about raising awareness of depression and suicide prevention. And two, because we realised not everyone has the time to do the full ride to the Red Centre, so we created the one-day ride, and we weren't sure how it would go, and we kicked off with just a ride in Sydney and a ride in Perth and then Melbourne, and it just grew and grew over the space of a couple of months, and by the time we ran it in April, we had 11 legs of the ride taking place all over Australia, including places you wouldn't believe it, like Coober Pedy and Kalgoorlie, and it just really took off, and I think it captured people's imagination, and it was very successful. I think we had around 2,000 riders taking part in that ride, and I dare say it'll grow again next year.
Now that's very exciting, Steve. I mean, it's just wonderful that the concept has grabbed motorcycling community's attention like this, because historically we're not that good in talking about these sorts of issues, but obviously a lot of people realise the importance of doing that and supporting groups that are raising awareness.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. And I suppose as a fellow motorcycle rider, you'll know the camaraderie that comes from a group of guys riding, or guys and girls riding bikes, and that was part of the reason that I put the two things together in the first place, the motorbike and the cause, and certainly it's taken off way beyond what my initial dream was. I mean, I hopped on the bike by myself in 2009 and headed off around Australia unsupported in 26 days, and just because I had a burning desire to try and make a difference and raise some awareness, and it's all just grown from that, and it's been quite amazing.
Now, have you managed to convince Angry Anderson to come to the ride to Central Australia this year?
He didn't take a lot of convincing. I think he would have been with us last year had he not had other things on his plate, but he undertook quite a few months ago that he definitely wanted to do the ride, and as you probably know, he's our ambassador and a fantastic ambassador for the cause. He has his own connection with the cause, and so he's on his little Harley, and he'll be, unfortunately, he can't actually join us at the launch in Sydney, which is taking place in Castle Hill on the Saturday, the 18th of August, but we've arranged for him to meet us at our first overnight stop, which is Tamworth, and his bike will be waiting there for him, and he's unfortunately got work commitments the day before, so we put together a bit of a plan to get him there, and he's really looking forward to joining us in Tamworth and doing the rest of the ride.
He's a terrific advocate, as you say, for men's health issues, and I was really encouraged in talking to him last year. He's quite open about his own struggles with alcohol and drug use and the need to talk about some of the things that drive people into depression and stuff. So I thought, he's a great choice, someone who's living it and realising that life isn't always as straightforward and easy as we would hope.
Yeah, no, we're very pleased to have him. And I must say, when I managed to get a hold of him when I wanted to ask him to be our ambassador It took a bit of getting a hold of him because he's a busy man, but when I did, he didn't hesitate when I asked the question. He came on board immediately, and he's been a great advocate for what we're doing and a great help in us promoting the cause, so we're very happy to have him on board.